seriously, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. And it may sound simple, but this is like, I told you, all right, and I'll tell you this all the time, again and again. The most powerful things that will ever make an impact in your life as an entrepreneur are always going to be the simplest. If you don't have one of these five, go work on it.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you fighting entrepreneurs? I don't got a lot of time for welcomes and all that nonsense small talk, so we're going to get right into it. How the heck do I sell $30 million a year? $30 million a year. I'm going to teach you five entrepreneurial keys to getting into it. Some of them are going to scare you, but that's all right. That's all right. You don't got to have all of them, right? Right off the bat. But if you want to do $30 million a year, you better have all of them. So, and this isn't rehashed. I didn't read a book and just rip it out. Like some of you do over there. I'm not going to mention names. Didn't listen to anyone else's podcast and rip it out. Didn't follow someone else's Facebook page and rip it out like a lot of you out there do. Anyways, so these are the actual five keys. One by one, we'll go through them. Now, just so you know, right, $30 million a year, I got six different companies out there. How many have I launched in my life? Probably over 20. I don't want to talk about the other 14 for a very specific reason, is because they failed. We'll talk about the six that do work and how they're generating revenue. And the coolest thing about the six of them is they're all different kind of businesses, right? They're in different markets, different target markets. One of them is a SaaS company. Two of them are agencies, consulting. Two of them are digital publishing. One of them about to launch an e-com store. Many of you know I'm not on that e-com bandwagon as much as everyone else is, but I'll give it a taste. I'll give it a try. Let's see. But that doesn't change anything, right? These five things we're going to talk about today, they impact any business, no matter what. As a matter of fact, I bet you I can relate each of these back even to companies like Apple or especially like Tesla. So that's right. Whatever I'm saying here, you know, even the billionaires are using it. Heck, I could probably go out there and say I taught Elon Musk how to launch Tesla. No, I'm not going to do that. But anyways, so number one, ready? No time for BS, right? Let's do this. Number one, KAP. What am I talking about? Ready for this? Close your ears if you don't like bad words. Coming in 3, 2, 1. Kick-ass product. Listen, you got to have an awesome product, okay? Here's the deal. I was just kind of joning on e-com a second ago. Let me just finish that up for a second. This is why I'm not a huge fan of e-com, at least the way it's being taught. Drop shipping. Now, here's a cool thing. I'm quite the hypocrite, because if you log into Learn Nation, you'll see that we have courses about dropshipping. One of my best friends is one of probably the best dropshipping teachers and trainers in the world. So I do like dropshipping. It's great for a short-term income. It'll make you money right now, but if you think you can retire based on a dropshipping business, you're out of your mind. And here's why. It's not a kick-ass product. I'm sorry, but cell phone covers are not kick-ass products. You and every other Sally Joe in the world can do that. There's nothing special about it. But you know what? When I launch a product like my Copywriting Academy, that is a kick-ass product. Unless you rip me off, which a lot of you will and do, you cannot have such a good product. And even if you do try to rip it off, it won't be as good as when it came from the original person. So you got to have a kick-ass product, and I think that's exactly why a lot of people out there in the e-com world that are absolutely crushing it, that are doing really well, that are making millions upon millions upon millions, it's because they got a unique kick-ass product. You know, a lot of times the product itself is enough. You don't even need anything else. If the product is that good, people will just talk about it, right? Look at what made Apple into what Apple is right now. It was not the iPhone, right? It was not. They came out with a little teeny device that plays music that makes it freaking easy and had a little roller thing on it. Bam. And then everyone's talking about Apple, and that led to Apple's massive success. No, they did not drop ship or private label an existing product and become what they are. They had a kick-ass product. I could give you 50 examples. I'm not going to sit here and waste time. I think you get it. So let me ask you a question. Even if you're doing consulting or coaching, is your offer unique? Is your offer something no one else could do? Because that's important. Number two, audience. Hey, guess what? Congratulations, fighting entrepreneur. You're part of my audience. If you're in the Learn Nation, you're in my audience. I think you're probably listening because to some degree you enjoy listening to me or enjoy the things that we put out. So when I come up with a new product or do something crazy or something new, you say, "I'll check it out. I like Onik." Or, "Let's see what Onik is up to," because you kind of know me or you really know me. You're part of my audience. But here's the deal. I can have the best stuff in the world, but if nobody knows I exist, what's going to happen? Right? What's going to happen? So that's the story of Edison and Tesla, right? Most of the things that Edison took all the credit for were actually invented by Tesla. The problem is Tesla didn't have an audience. Edison did. So you got to have yourself an audience. That's why I love today, right? We got social media. We got so many ways. You go back 20, 30 years ago, it was expensive to build an audience. Not everyone could make it in business or be an entrepreneur because it was expensive to build an audience. Today, you can start getting people to follow you on a podcast. Share the Fighting Entrepreneur with everybody, by the way. You can get people following you on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube, on – I don't – there are literally a million ways to build an audience. So if you don't have an audience today, you have zero excuses because you're lazy. All right? If you don't have an audience today, I'm sorry to say it, it's because you're lazy or you just love to sit around and complain. Because if you were really a fighting entrepreneur, you'd go out there and you'd put the hustle in to make it happen. All right? All right. Number three, depth. What the heck do I mean by depth? Okay. So what's the point if once you get an audience, you have nothing to sell to them? This is another thing I love. People say, "Oh no, I can't sell. Those are my people. I got to take good care of them." Well, sure you do. And that's fine. But man, what do you mean you can't sell to them? Do you know people love to buy? Do you know it's scientifically proven that the brain, if you watch the chemistry, the endorphins rise? People love to buy stuff. If you have a good product, why do you not want to sell it? But it's not enough to just have one product. I see this all the time. Authors, broke authors. Tons of them. There are so many broke authors in the world. Why? Because they write a book. They put all their stuff in. "Oh, I love this book. I wrote the best book in the world." Well, good for you. You sell it for 12 bucks and make a dollar profit per book. You're going to sell a million copies. You know how many authors actually have the good fortune of selling a million copies? Very few authors. But you got to have depth. You think I sell my books and don't have anything to sell behind them? Yeah. You could try to buy one of my books. You'll see that's not true. I got upsells. I got downsells. I got cross-sells. I got back-end. I got coaching. I got consulting. I got all kinds of stuff. And I don't apologize for it because it's good stuff. It's great stuff. It's stuff that changes people's lives. But by having that depth, there's a whole purpose of actually building an audience. So yes, depth allows you to appropriately monetize your audience. Ever walk into Apple? See how many different products they've got? They've got products that are $100. They got products that are $5,000. And guess what? I own all of them. Right? So depth. Depth is important. Monetizing that audience is important. That was number three. Number four, I call it key. What's your key? Yours, not mine. Don't try to copy mine. Don't try to copy other people's. What's your key? See, what's your unfair advantage? Look, I love talking. I love being on video. I love, you know, just teaching and talking like I am right now. You think I'm reading a script? No, I'm just kind of going off the cusp of whatever I want to say. But this is something I'm good at. You know what I'm not that good at? I'm not that good at making Instagram stories and having people follow me around all day. If you want to follow me with a camera, you'll drive me freaking nuts. So I'm not going to go out there and become the next Gary Vee. Because I don't want you to follow me around with a camera from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. or 6 a.m. to 12 a.m. I'm not going to be the next, you know, I'm not going to be the next social media mogul because it's just not going to fit me. But you know what I'm really damn good at is Facebook ads. I'm really good at Facebook ads. Like, I know how to do Facebook ads. I'm really good at affiliates. I know how to get people to promote my stuff. I know how to get influencers involved in my promotions. Those are my keys. What built my business, if we go back, I did not buy a lick of traffic until the end of 2016 in my company. Not one visitor was ever bought from Facebook or from Google or from Twitter. Well, I did a little bit of Google long back, but not for LearnNation. You know, every single dollar I made, and in that time I sold over $150 million worth of products, was from influencers. I would go out there and get people to promote my stuff, and I would pay them a commission only when they created a sale. I was able to convince people to literally take a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks out of their life and promote the crap out of me, and I wouldn't even pay them unless they made me money. That sounds pretty cool, doesn't it? Now, I know you're sitting there thinking, man, that's awesome. I want to do that. That sounds amazing. It takes a certain finesse. I'm a sales guy. I'm charming. I can have that conversation with someone and convince them. Maybe you're not. Maybe you can't. Does that mean that you have to do it the way I did it? No, what's your key? How are you going to build that audience? What are you going to do? Are you going to dominate Facebook? Right? I got a buddy of mine who a year plus ago started on YouTube. Literally has built a massive, almost 100,000 person following on YouTube in a very specific country. I'm not even going to give away what, where, how. I don't want to send any clues to people go look for this guy and try to compete with him. But he built almost 100,000 followers in a specific country on YouTube. Then you go look at his following on Instagram and Facebook, it's like next to nothing. On Instagram, he has like 300 followers. On Facebook, he had like 150. He had 100,000 on YouTube. He rocks at it. He crushes at it. That's his key. And he's doubling, tripling, quadrupling down on it. So what's your key? Don't try to do it all. What's your key? Your one. Where are you going to build that audience? What's the one thing you're going to dominate? And last but not least, number five, I call it your entourage, your backing. Who's got your back? Yeah, you need someone to have your back. You want to make $30 million a year? You need a lot of people to have your back. I'm basically talking about your team. Now, I don't care if you hire employees or not. You don't need to have employees to hit $30 million a year. You can do it with contractors. Heck, you could do it with three guys or girls that are just great friends sitting around a garage. We see it again and again and again. Look at how many companies in the world were built by three people sitting in a garage who had each other's back. So where's your entourage? Don't do it alone. You can't do it alone. You go crazy and it sucks. It's not fun. Being an entrepreneur is hard. And so at least if you have someone you're doing it with, at least if you could share that pain with someone, it gets a little bit funner, right? So what's your entourage? You want to know the five keys to making it, to being able to build a business that sells over $30 million a year? Number one, KAP, kick-ass product. Number two, audience. Number three, depth. Number four, key. Number five, entourage. All right, number six, go back and listen to this podcast again and again. Seriously, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. And it may sound simple, but this is like I told you. All right, and I'll tell you this all the time, again and again. The most powerful things that will ever make an impact in your life as an entrepreneur are always going to be the simplest. If you don't have one of these five, go work on it. Before you do anything, make sure you got a kick-ass product lined up. The next thing is go get yourself an audience. Go start building the audience. And then, of course, you know, don't focus on depth. Don't build seven products so that you have depth of products to sell when you don't have an audience. Work on the audience first. Get that going and then come and work on the depth. But you're going to need a key to do it. I'll tell you right now, if you try to do 10 things at one time to build that audience, it ain't going to work. And then last but not least, you want to scale? The best thing you can ever do is build a team around you of people whose entire mission is to take your mission and take it out to the world. You get that going and you got yourself a revolution on your hands. That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you become a scaling entrepreneur, right? And those are truly the keys that every fighting entrepreneur has to nail down. Now, you want to learn how to do all of this and much more? You want to really become a fighting entrepreneur? Then let me challenge you. Let me dare you, okay, to grab a copy of my book, Escape, and I challenge you to finish. I dare you to finish that book and not see a monumental change in your life. Remember, being an entrepreneur is not about what you do. It's about who you are. I bet you read this book, Escape, it'll change the way you talk to your siblings, to your spouse, to your friends. It'll change your relationships. It'll change your health. It'll change how you look at the world. So today's challenge, as I end this podcast, if you dare take it, is that you grab a copy of my book, Escape. Go to escapebook.com. escapebook.com. Get yourself a copy. I'll give you a free digital version just for paying a small shipping and handling. And you could read the digital version for free as soon as you do it. I challenge you, before you and I connect again on this Fighting Entrepreneur podcast, read the book, finish the book, implement the book, and see. Like I said, I challenge you not to have your life changed by the time you're done with it. I want to thank you again for listening to this podcast. It's been an awesome time. We'll have much more coming up. Remember, five keys. Go out there, kick-ass product, audience, depth, key, entourage. This is Onyx and Gall reminding you, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and for God's sake, push it the heck back. I'll talk to you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx and Gall.